Robbie, will you please let's get out of here? This hard-boiled shirt is killing me.
Listen, Jimmy. We're going to stick here till we get that $100 if they carry us out on a stretcher.
Oh, but Robbie.
No buts about it. We got $35 tied up in this thing, and we ain't going to leave it.
Yeah. $25 to put Scram into a whippet race. That was your idea.
Yeah. And the Scandinavian whippet, that was your idea. And let me remind you, Mr. Gleason, that before the evening is over, you will probably have to explain to Mrs. Alonzo Adolphus Van Swagger, or whatever her name is, just what is a Scandinavian whippet.
You're telling me. You're telling me, don't I know it? I wish Oswald was here.
Listen, it cost $5 apiece for these trick outfits, and there wasn't any use spending another $5 on Oswald.
No, but I'd feel better if he was here.
And another thing. A guy said these suits cost $65 apiece. So for goodness sakes, be careful.
Yeah, well, you be careful. I know how to act. You don't need to tell me how to act.
Hey, all these guys seem to have suits with tails on them, like yours.
I guess that's why they call them monkey suits, because they got tails.
But mine ain't got a tail, Jimmy. Maybe I should ought to have one with a tail.
Robbie, they'll know what you are without a tail.
Well, what do you mean by that?
Oh, nothing. Let it go. I wish that guy with the brass buttons over there would pay some attention to us. He's letting everybody else in here but us.
Maybe we ain't dressed right or something. Hey, look. He's got a tail on his suit. Only he's got a black tie on, and you got a white one.
Well, you got a black tie.
Yeah, that's right. Well, look, let's change ties. Maybe that's what's the trouble.
Oh, right here.
Here, take mine here. All right, there you are. Here, let me fix it.
I can't hook it.
Here, let me fix it. Here, there. Hey, you look all right, Jimmy. You know that? You look swell.
Is the tie straight?
Yeah, it looks good. Only that brown derby that you wore in here looked kind of funny with a tail.
Hey, listen. If I like brown derbies, I'm going to wear brown derbies. Whether a stiff like that guy over there likes them or not.
Announcing Count and Countess Von Neuburg.
Von Neuburg?
Sounds like some kind of lobster, don't it?
Well, that guy looks like some kind of lobster.
Hey, wait a minute. He's going to announce a couple of winners.
The Mr. and Mrs. Walter Reddings of Pittsburgh.
Living on track number 4.
Hey, Nix. You want to get us trod out of this place?
It would be a pleasure, Mr. Armstrong. It would be a pleasure.
All right, but not till we get that $100.
All right.
As it is, we only got $65 profit out of this thing.
Listen, Robbie, I wouldn't go through this thing again for $165.
Wait a minute. I'm going to call this guy with the buttons over here. Hey, Oscar.
I beg your pardon. Were you addressing me?
Nah, I was just calling you.
What do you think we are, a couple of wallflowers?
Well, to tell you the truth, I was trying to figure out just what you were.
Oh, is that so? Well, I'll show you.
Easy, Jimmy.
Imagine that mug.
Well, listen, me good man. We was asked to come here by Mrs. Alonzo Adolphus Van Swagger.
Oh, I see. Well, the household staff is filled. There are no vacancies among the servants.
Servants? Hey, listen, you fathead.
Wait a minute, Jimmy. Now, wait, let me handle this. I am afraid you have made a slight error, Oscar, my boy. You don't know who we are? We are Duke Gleason of the Scandinavian Gleasons. And the Baron Armstrong...
Of the Abyssinian Armstrong.
Well, what are you laughing at?
I never even heard of you.
Well, that makes us even. Because we never even seen your picture in the papers.
Well, may I have your calling card?
We never use calling cards when we go visiting.
Then I'm afraid I...
I think, Robbie, we're going to have to strangle this guy.
Duke Gleason and the Baron Armstrong. Welcome.
Oh, Mrs. Van Swagger, how do you do?
Yeah, how are you, Mrs. Van Swagger? How do you do? There, you mug. How do you like them apples?
That will do, James.
Gee, Jimmy, his name is James.
And I'm going to change mine.
I was afraid you gentlemen were not coming.
Oh, you can always depend on us, Mrs. Van Swagger.
Oh, sure.
I want you to meet my daughter, Violet. Oh, Violet.
Jimmy, did you hear that? Violet.
If she's red-headed, I'm gonna faint.
Come here, dear. Meet the winners of the dog race.
Oh, we didn't win the race, Mrs. Van Swagger. It was Scram.
Oh, Barabbi, what a relief. She's a blonde.
Gentlemen, my daughter. Oh, how do you do?
Glad to meet you.
I'm so thrilled.
Me too. I'm tickled to death.
The guests are waiting. We'll repair to the dining room.
Jimmy, they're repairing the dining room.
Oh, that's all right, Mrs. Van Watches. At the dining room, well, we'll eat in the kitchen.
Oh, aren't they funny, Mother?
This dame must be a cousin to that manicurist in Santa Fe.
Well, here we are, gentlemen. Duke, you sit by me. Baron, you are next to Violet.
That's the first break I've had tonight.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
Do you like Beethoven?
Oh, is that what this is? I thought it was clam chowder. Yeah, I know what you're going to say. You're so funny.
James, stop the music. Friends, in view of the late arrival of our honored guests, I think we should proceed immediately with the presentation. It is with heartfelt pleasure that I take this opportunity to present the distinguished gentlemen, Mr. Gleason and Mr. Armstrong. The Duke and the Baron.
That's all right, Mrs. Van Watsis. That's all right.
To present them with this $100 note as first award for the racing classic, which their entry, Sir Scram, won this afternoon.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And now, I am sure that one of these distinguished gentlemen will give us a few words on how they train this remarkable dog, the Scandinavian Whippet.
Tell him, Jimmy, tell him.
Why don't you tell him?
You're the speechmaker, Jimmy, you're the speechmaker.
Well, ladies and gents, words fail me at this moment of supreme glory,
Jimmy, glory.
Supreme glory. My partner, the Baron here, and me has been raising whippets.
Scandinavian, Jimmy.
Scandinavian whippets for years and years and years.
And years.
And years. We have come to the conclusion that the best way to make a dog fast is
with a rope.
With a rope. No. Now, what's the matter with you?
So funny.
Hey, would have cut it out? Some matter with you.
Go on, Jimmy, go on. You're doing
something. No, but don't be
well, don't stop the proceedings.
All right. Scandinavian whippets is not like the ordinary kind of whippets. Due to their nationality, the favorite food is herring. Their favorite food is pickle herring. Cut it out, Robbie. Cut it out, will you? Look out for that soup. Look out for the soup. There it goes. All over the coat.
Oh, gee whiz. For goodness sake. Excuse me, Mrs. Van Swagger. Don't bother. I'll pick it up.
Of all the clumsy.
Oh, Jimmy. You better give me that coat with a long tail.
What's the matter?
The pants. I tore me pants.
There goes the profits. There goes the $65.